Once again, reading from the Psalms, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is fitting." Singing has long been one of God's accepted means for those who know Him to love and praise Him and express their worship. One of our best-known songwriters is Isaac Watts. God used this godly man to write hundreds of songs and to express to our God our love and appreciation for what the Lord Jesus did, that we today might be the recipients, the possessors of eternal life. One of the songs written by Mr. Watts, "Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die, would He devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I have done He groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut His glories in, when the incarnate Maker died for man, His creature's sin. Thus might I hide my blushing face while His dear cross appears, dissolve my heart in thankfulness, and melt my eyes to tears." Isaac Watts knew this one of whom he was writing, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know Him, friend of mine, I trust that you spend time each and every day in His presence, praising Him, blessing Him, loving Him, the one who died that you might have life. He was made sin upon Calvary's cross, resurrected from the grave, living in the glory, that those who come to Christ in repentant faith may receive eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you know Him, worship Him, love Him, serve Him. If you don't know Him, consider these words also by Mr. Watts. "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Lord of glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I'd sacrifice them to His blood. See from His head, His hands, His feet, sorrow and love flow mingle down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my heart, my life, my all." Does it? Really? Have you ever acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior? Have you ever recognized your lost, hopeless state and realized that salvation is in Christ? Not in religion, morality, not in the Ten Commandments, not even in the church. The Scripture says Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. It was not the church that died for you, but it was Christ that died for you, that by the grace of God, through the new birth, you might be added to His body, the church. And then you can say with Mr. Watts, "Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my heart, my all." Tell Him right now. He'll enjoy hearing it. May the Lord bless you.